America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Monday edition of A Call for Revival. Father, will you bless our time together and use it for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're studying on the word opportunity, and we're taking an acrostic from that word, O-P-P-O-R-T-U-N-I-T-Y. And we're taking a text verse from Galatians chapter number 6, verse number 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Now, we're talking about opportunity that, opportunity is a period of time that may not always be there. So you must take advantage of your opportunities when you can have them. We come to number 3 today, and on our thoughts about opportunity. And it's really a thing that a lot of people have a lot of misunderstanding about. But our outreach for souls ought to be number 1. Then our prayer and fasting ought to be number 2. And then number 3, we talk about our pay up, our tithes and offerings. You know, it's an opportunity for me to give and for you to give to the Lord's work. Now, I will tell you that the devil will fight you over giving quicker than he will anything in the world. He really will. Now, me and my wife, she presented a statement to me the other day about how much money we had given over the past year. God, as my late friend Dr. Stennett Ballou would say, God will never give to you what God will give through you. And I was absolutely amazed at what God had just given through us, because we don't make a lot of money. We're not rich at all. And you can go to fast food place, they'll probably start you out as much or more than what we're making. But God's been good to us. He's blessed us down through the years. And opportunity comes that we are to give. Now, I know there's some controversy about tithing and all that, and especially the verses I'm going to read, but I'm going to read them anyway. Malachi, yes, it's in the Old Testament, but that principle of tithing is all the way through the Bible. May I just say to you that tithing is not under the law. If you hear somebody say, well, tithing is under the law, then that person really don't know their Bible. They've not studied their Bible. Tithing is before the law. And Abraham gave Melchizedek tithes of all. Then tithing, you'll hear some people say, well, it's not for the New Testament. Well, that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said in the Gospels, he told the crowd of Pharisees, he said, you tithe of this and that and you do other things. He said, you ought to do it. You ought to do it. Amen. So tithing is a principle. It's a tenth. Tithing is a tenth of what you make. And that's before the insurance man and all the rest of them get their cut of your check. Tithing is on the top. If you make $400 a week, then your tithes are $40 plus an offering. All right. If you make $500 a week, then your tithes are $50 plus an offering. You see. So let me just read to you from from Malachi chapter 2, verse 8. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. The Bible said, will a man rob God? Wherein have we robbed thee? And the Bible said, in tithes and offerings. The Bible said, ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. I jumped ahead of myself. All right, now. So, all of Israel was guilty of robbing God. May I ask you a question today? We talk about America. Would that be today why curses would be upon our country because our Christians owe money that they have not paid?
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.